Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон. Trap сонсон. Trap донсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. The gang is back in town. We got Tyler Smith here, the Marine, the wrestling coach, the security guy, the jiu-jitsu brown belt. I always say black belt, but it's brown belt.
It's brown belt.
How far are you from black belt, you think?
Well, before I threw my back into hell a couple weeks ago, I don't know. I feel like it maybe was coming this year. I'm not in any rush.
Right,
my black belt.
Now, is that Anderson Silva shirt?
I'm not trying to get that smoke. No, Aloysio Silva. Aloysio Silva Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, okay, got it.
Like a Dodgers logo.
Look, right. We also
love
have the Ween Dog in town.
What's up, dude? Let me back.
I'm happy to have you back, man. Happy to have you back. Supposedly Vince Pichel is coming. We'll see if he comes. And then supposedly Preacher Lawson. We do have Colby Covington calling in. In 30 minutes.
Is Greg coming?
Greg is not coming.
Oh, okay, good.
So, good? Wow, nice.
yeah, fuck Greg, dude.
I know, of course. It's going to be a good show. I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. So Speedweed is marijuana's legal in California. You can get it delivered. Get it delivered right to you, okay? Don't leave your house. You got things to do. Your time is money, especially in California where the traffic is brutal, okay? You can spend the entire day driving and in traffic and this and that. I got a ticket. I was so mad the other day because my wife just assigned me to pick up her brother at the airport. I love her brother. He's a nice kid. But I go to the airport, and he tells me Terminal 6, and then I get there. The baby's crying. I could tell she pooped. I could smell in the car. Nice. And then I'm like, hey, man, I'm here. He doesn't go outside, so now I got to go all the way around. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you not go outside to have someone pick you up, right? Preacher just showed up. What's up, so Preacher? So then I had to go all the way around, and of course I made like a U-turn.
Some illegal
A U-turn
something.
On like a red light, on like a red arrow, pulled over. I don't know how many points this is on my license. I only have one company that will actually take me because of I got a 104 and like a 65 a couple years ago. So, yeah. So, anyway, parking sucks. Driving sucks. Get it delivered. Marijuana, Speedweed. They will deliver it right to you. Okay, mention Roasted. You get $100. You get $10 off, $100 or more. And it's great stuff. I'm telling you that the TAC sex lube has changed my marriage. Okay, we were on the brink of divorce. She was out. And all of a sudden, we started using this marijuana sex lube. My penis gets the munchies. I'm telling you, it won't be the same. Also, I want to thank Sparks Cannabis.
What's up, guys? Let me talk to you about Sparks Cannabis. It's a vertically integrated, family-owned and operated cannabis company out of California's Central Valley. And they're going to remove the stigma and stereotypes that are associated with cannabis by showing how cannabis fits into the motto, everyone, every day. They got higher quality products, and they strive to provide curated experiences rather than a couch-locked high where you're just like sitting there like, oh, I can't move. No. Their Excite and Exhale product lines do this by focusing on the strains, terpenes, and how they interact to give you that curated experience. They're launching their flower line of premium pre-rolls and flower with pens and cartridges to follow by the end of the year. You got to try their Sparks pre-rolls with premium 2-to-1 CBD THC flower. Same premium flower with less kick. I've been smoking the Sparks cannabis, and trust me, people, this is the best stuff out there. By far the best stuff out there. And they love the planet, which is why they strive to be as eco-friendly as possible. And they're proud to be one of the first farms to have technologically advanced greenhouses that are completely solar-powered, which helps them reduce their carbon footprint, okay? You got to check it out. Sparks Cannabis. You got to go SparksCannabis.com on Instagram. They're Sparks Cannabis, and they're great people. They're great marijuana, and you got to check them out. Sparks Cannabis. Highly recommend.
Thank you, Sparks Cannabis.
Sparks Cannabis.
Also, I want to thank Froggy MMA. It's time to forget everything you believe you know about frogs, because this particular one will literally knock your shirts off. Okay, Froggy MMA. Yes, people, I'm talking about Froggy MMA. It is the new challenger in the ring, ready to take on the big guys with their new kick-ass collection of MMA gear. And listen, I don't care how tough you think you are. Some of you guys think you're so fucking tough. You're not that tough, okay? You can bet your bottom dollar that if you let these guys hit you with their gear, it will be an instant knockout. Boom. Faster than Ben Askren get knocked out. 5 seconds. But you're out. You're out cold. Because their shirts and hoodies are so damn fluffy and comfortable. It will make grown-up men curl in fetal position with a huge grin on their face. I love doing that, especially after sex.
Every time I sleep, I end up waking up in a complete fetal position.
Really?
Like, it's comfortable.
It is comfortable.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And they're even softer than Bisping after round two against Henderson, okay? These shirts feel so good on your skin, you'll never want to take them off again, unless it's a change to another one, all right? They even got one for my little baby. They gave her a little baby onesie.
Nice.
It's her favorite thing to wear, okay? You better get one each day of the week. Otherwise, I can guarantee you it'll become part of your body. You won't be able to take the thing off, okay? And don't forget your kids or the other half. My wife has a Froggy MMA thing. I have a Froggy MMA. Honestly, she never wears my shirts. She wears a Froggy MMA.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm telling you, and they will love you forever being so considerate. You'll never have to fork out money for marriage or canceling, nothing, okay? There's more, because this Frog isn't in it for the money. They're not. It's for Chris and Joe, the founders of Froggy MMA. They're actually amazing people. They came to go see my show in Atlanta like 3 different times. I think it was in Tennessee. They came from Atlanta.
Whoa.
And they train with Lima, the Lima brothers.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're really good people, okay? And they've taken themselves into support the sport, and they know how frustrating it is to obtain sponsorships, to deal with promotional demands, and they're like, screw that. We're going to do it because of their love of the game. So support them, okay? They're sponsoring Josh Danger-Marrer, Chelsea Bandita Brooks, and Hurricane Heather Joe Clark. Yes, Heather. We love Heather, okay? With your help, they'll be able to soon add more people to fighters to their families. So check them out. Froggy MMA. Froggy MMA. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Twitter. Check them out. Froggy MMA. Thank you, Froggy MMA. Definitely check them out. Preacher Lawson is here. Everyone's here. Did you guys watch the fights from last week?
Some of them. I watched first couple, and then we had the birthday. I hung out for the birthday party. Right. And then I got home for the main.
Right.
Which was...
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, I'm never going to be the guy that criticizes a fighter for a quote-unquote bad performance. It's like, if you step 1 inch too far, you're getting punched in the fucking face. So, that to me, that was exactly. A girl that beat her, I mean, due to a cut. So, it's like, you don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought we average all the fights out. It wasn't the most exciting fight. I feel like she just could have finished her. She would have, but she, you know, I think, you know, she just played. I think it's what happened.
She GSP'd her.
I think that happens with a lot of champions, though, when they get, you know, they've been champions so long and they've been so dominant so long that they're at this point, they're just.
I think also the problem with her is that when she looks good, she looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like with Jessica everybody was like,
but this is the thing with Valentina. She's so technical and so like perfect that she doesn't force anything. So when those things happen, it's because they're happening because she did the setups. This fight, she was setting stuff up and Liz Carmouche just kept plotting forward and like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, like you're not going to knock her out. She's a fucking animal.
She is. She is.
Fucking animal.
Yeah. She is.
She's like mini cyborg, dude.
The Mike Perry fight was
pretty insane.
Awesome.
That was so cool.
Mike Perry.
He's gotten so much better.
As a human being, I may not be the biggest fan. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
But as a fighter, I'll watch him fight every week.
Every time.
I mean.
That's exactly how I feel.
Every time. I'm not really him saying he's 2% African American since the N-word.
That that's what he lost me instead of N-word. I was like, all right, I'm
not. Where's the cutoff?
When
what's
he said the N-word?
Where's the percentage? What percentage does he have to be able to say?
I don't use N-word though. You know what I mean?
There you
I'm
go.
Black, so I mean, there so I mean, I think there's, I think that that's the cutoff right there, man. When he, because I don't like that word. So.
Did you say Fredo?
Nah. But don't you think if you could tell someone's black, they could say the N-word? Like if you can't tell the person's black.
Yeah.
Then,
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I. So.
It's like a certain tone.
Yeah.
You got to have at least at least.
But even
this
like,
shade.
Like Drake. Like Drake, you can say the N-word, right?
Yeah. Yeah. His dad's black. His dad's black. So yeah. But I mean, whatever. So he same. I thought he was, you know, hilarious, and he's definitely entertaining. You know, he's like the most famous fighter that's not really ranked.
Yeah, he's you know like I mean? Has so, five losses out of his last like 7 fights.
Yeah, he's just like
But I thought he won that fight. I thought he won that fight.
I thought there's an argument for him winning that fight. Yeah,
I thought there was an argument for him winning the fight. I did think he lost. I think he could have won if he would have did maybe a little more damage, but I think his nose was broken when he was on
top.
Oh,
my God. But you know what? A lot of people would have tapped in the third.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point is all your blood gone? I mean, he must have lost.
That was terrifying.
I mean, he must have lost a pint of blood.
Jess, I'm thinking about the pressure because I had my nose broken, and, like, it was an eighth of that. And you can just feel that. It feels like someone's just pushing on your eyes and, like, pushing into your nose. You can't breathe. Like, it's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
So
he was on top at the end.
Man, Mike Perry's he's a G, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. That was pretty insane.
He's a G, but he's also, like, so, I wouldn't say beatable, but it makes it kind of fun to watch.
Right.
He gets better, though.
He's also, like, the hardest head in the history of sports. Like, he's never even been hurt.
Yeah,
he just comes forward.
Like, he gets hit. He has nose broken, but he wasn't rocked. Yeah, he wasn't woozy. He was just,
It was crazy. It was crazy. But it was a good fight, though. I mean, I like, there was a couple other fights that were decent in that card. Tisha Torres, I wanted her to win.
Who's the jiu-jitsu guy? Rodolfo Vieira.
Yeah, that
Rodolfo
was
like Vieira had a fucking nice sub.
And then Gilbert
nice,
Burns.
Nice, clean sub.
Burns looked pretty good.
He looked decent, yeah.
I'll tell you what I did watch afterwards was the bare-knuckle boxing.
It was so much better than UFC card.
It kind of was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I
hate to say it.
Wow, that's
I'm
crazy.
I'm an MMA guy, but right off the bat, they had these, like, two fat guys fighting.
Yeah.
And
two Mexican dudes?
No, two white guys.
Oh.
And it looked like one of those, like, you know, those tough man competitions.
Yeah, the old Butterbean.
One guy got knocked down twice, got up and then knocked the other guy down in the first round and then won the fight. Mm-hmm. And then there was a knockout that was the most vicious knockout I've ever seen, but I'll show you guys a video of it.
The ginger dude knocking up the black dude.
The black dude, yeah. The black British guy. I think he might have been Hawaii. Was he Hawaiian or British? But I'll tell you, look at this. Look at this right here. Boom, watch. So he hits him there, and look at the way this guy falls.
Oh, man.
Out on his feet. Just falls.
Right? I mean.
Oh, nasty. Just body off.
But
his
had,
body just turned off.
But he had knocked him down like seven times before that.
Oh, really?
Like at any point, they could have stopped that fight.
Yeah.
But the problem is that in bare knuckle boxing, guys come back all the time. So maybe he shouldn't have. But have you heard the new announcement for the fight? Lenny Dykstra is fighting the Bagel Boss guy?
No.
No, in Celebrity Boxing. You know the Bagel Boss?
No, I don't know these guys.
The Bagel Boss is like this little guy that was in a bagel shop that was like cursing everybody out.
Is that viral video where he's like, women make fun of me because I'm 5 feet tall?
Yeah.
That's okay.
So he's boxing Lenny Dykstra, who used to be on the New York Mets, who was like the man back in the day, and he got popped for steroids, and now he was like homeless or something, and he like lost all his teeth and bar fights and jail fights, and he's not doing very well as a human being, but he's going to box the Bagel Boss
Jeez.
Guy.
Are they the same height?
No, Dykstra's a lot bigger.
Yeah,
God, I mean, he's a professional athlete, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. But I knew the guy was like 5 foot, so why would he even accept?
Like, even if you're a former professional athlete,
I don't know if he was like one of those Bugsy Wells type. You know what I mean? Like, he was a smaller.
Well,
like,
apparently he's been training with Weidman and Iaquinta, and like.
Are you guys making this up?
No, I
swear to God.
Why would
there's
he accept
video.
This fight then?
There's video of no, the Bagel Boss dude.
Yeah, Bagel Boss
has been training with Iaquinta.
Yeah.
Oh, the 5 foot. Oh, so
the little 5 footer.
Yeah.
He's learning some tricks.
Yeah, but
that doesn't matter though.
No,
I don't think
it matters. Yeah,
man.
I think he'll get smashed.
Yeah, it's like,
he's 5 feet tall, dude.
But did you see him getting ready for like fighting that video he put up?
Yeah.
The Bagel Boss.
Exactly.
You see it?
I saw it.
So the Bagel Boss.
I saw
boss
it. It's bad.
Went, yeah. So like he like went in and I said it's the new opponent for Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger.
Yeah, you know how you know Jack Swagger. He's the guy in the WWE who went into fighting.
In Bellator, yeah, right.
And he's like undefeated, but they keep throwing these guys at him that like, yeah. So I'm trying to find the bagel.
Blind boss. Security guards.
I can't find them, but yeah, they have them warming up. It's like it's really dumb.
It's bad.
It's really dumb.
Bad. So I mean, I'll watch it.
Are you gonna watch?
I always watch Celebrity Boxing because
really?
It's such a shit
show.
It's like
20 bucks.
Yeah, it's such a shit show.
I don't know if I'm gonna pay for it.
Bucks.
30 bucks. I don't know.
Doing
it's never
the YouTube
good.
YouTube fighters, they fought.
Oh yeah, those two.
See,
guys,
that wasn't that bad.
They're gonna have a rematch.
Are they?
Yeah, I think Paul's gonna win.
Logan Paul is not that bad.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but he knows how to throw a punch.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him get into MMA.
Cardio.
He has enough cardio. He has enough cardio.
I think he was winning, and then he didn't have cardio.
And then just...
Would you fight him?
Would I fight Logan Paul? I mean, bro, I'd fight anybody that's famous for some money, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah, I'll fight anybody. I'm pretty much... I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows he's going to get beat up. You know, he's 5 foot fighting a former athlete, but that's money right there.
No, I'm talking about would you fight Logan Paul, not the baby.
I'm saying I'd fight anybody that's famous.
Tom Cruise? Preacher Lawson, Tom Cruise?
I would fight anybody that's famous.
So this week, speaking of great fights, Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic. I got Stipe. You?
Oh, I got DC. I said DC was going to knock him out in the third round. Second or third round.
You called it?
I called him. Yes, I did. And everybody that bet against, you know how much I rubbed. I still rub it in their faces. I say he's going to knock him out in the second or third round. And I think he's going to do the same.
Really?
I think, if you look at the first fight, DC was like, I mean, he came out and he didn't like come forward. He just kind of walked around, and then Stipe was in the middle, and then he kind of started walking forward. And if you look at the fight, Stipe was doing well in the beginning. And then DC started. What about the eye pokes? I mean, I don't think that matters. I think he's gonna that punch with an eye poke. I think he's gonna win. I think he's gonna knock him out again.
From where that punch came from, how close it was, and he managed to knock him out. There's nowhere in that cage that I see DC losing that fight.
Yeah,
he's not gonna. Stipe gonna out wrestle him?
I think everyone's forgetting how good Stipe is.
I don't forget how good Stipe is.
The guy that destroyed Ngannou and destroyed Verdum and destroyed.
I feel like I can defend all those fights.
Ngannou,
but I don't even think it was the wrestling. Ngannou threw his whole load in the first round. Yeah. I remember watching that. I was like, oh, you're going to lose.
Yep.
I just remember watching live. I was like, you're going to be. I'm more surprised Stipe didn't finish him than because he gassed. He was.
But nobody finished Ngannou yet.
Yeah, but he was done.
Stipe could have, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He played it safe. He put him on his ass and he just gave him some ground and pound.
Exactly.
If he had let him stand up with his hands down. Because he was done. He was done. You're right. His cardio was gone.
You should have finished him. There's so many different. I thought he was going to finish him. Yeah. He should have finished. In the first round, when I seen him going through all that, I was like, oh, Stipe is going to. But Stipe played. He just played it kind of safe. But he definitely could have finished
him. I think also he was trying to make a point, too. Like, look, it would be one thing if he went out there and just knocked him out, right? Like, anybody can knock out somebody who's fucking dead tired and hands are down.
He was also scared of him.
But he was like, look, man.
He was also worried about his power.
I'm just going to whoop
He was like, why would I? This dude, Ngannou, was like, he would like flick you like a booger and you'd fucking get knocked out.
True.
Stipe was like, I'm not fucking around with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any issues with the way he fought him. It was perfect.
But here's what I think. I think that...
You wanted him to knock out.
I wanted Ngannou to win, but I mean, after the first round, I was like, there's no way he's going to win. So I at least wanted to see a finish.
Just beat over.
So I was like, let's see what happens. But he didn't... Stipe could have finished him. But I think he just... Like you said, he didn't want to take that chance. But he could have finished him, I think.
So John Jones and Cormier are going back at it on Twitter. So this is what Cormier says. Of course he wants to fight me. He's fought three times this year, and I'm going to make more this weekend than he will even if he fights again this year. Oh, how times have changed. And then John Jones writes, I said there will be no fight because you won't lose the weight or dare lose a third time. You bring up money? Way to change the subject, bud. And then thumbs up. I mean, there's really nothing that DC can say because he lost twice to him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no even if he had the most savage tweet in the world, it's still Twitter, you know, versus what happened in the octagon.
Right.
So.
Right. And I mean, obviously steroids had their part to play with John Jones, but like both times he beat him, it was timing and technique. It wasn't like my body is.
Me too. I was there. I was there for both of them.
I was so mad when he beat him the first time, man. I wanted DC to win.
So did I.
I always want DC to win.
But who do you think
probably
wins?
Probably not the second time. Second time, I kind of like Jones.
That head kick was brutal. DC won the first two rounds, I thought. Barely.
I don't think. I think it won like the first fight. I think like how I think. I don't think he was winning like people were making it seem.
Jones also was the kind of guy that
wasn't whooping his ass.
Jones is the kind of guy that if the round's close, you give it to the other guy because you hate John Jones so much.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Which you can't do because John Jones.
I thought DC won the first fight,
And he won the first fight?
No, that's why. I hated Jones, and then I rewatched it. And then, and then I was like, I was biased.
It's kind of, like, of course, it's kind of like same thing with like Mayweather.
Yeah.
Any round is kind of close, you give it to the other guy.
Right.
And then, I mean, Jones is, he's so good. I don't know.
He's so good.
I don't think that DC beats him at heavyweight either. I hate to say it, but everyone's like, well, at heavyweight, DC will beat John Jones.
Yeah, I think Jones will still beat him too.
He has his number.
I just think it's a bad matchup. Someone that does single shots constantly, that doesn't stop, you know.
Taller.
Pop. Taller, the reach and everything. Because, like, that's another thing. Stipe didn't use his reach, which I think he's going to do in this fight.
Yeah.
But he just tried to come in on these. I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going into the clinch?
It's crazy because the one guy that I thought had the best shot of beating John Jones was Anthony Johnson.
Like, I still think that.
In his peak. Such a mental case that.
I know. It's so annoying. Yeah.
Rumble's. He's one of those things. Did you see him in the submission underground?
No, what happened?
He got tapped in like 12 seconds or
really?
Something.
Really?
Yeah, heel hook. I mean, he was going with this Craig Jones, who's like a fucking wizard, like jiu-jitsu wizard. So that's not his element, but he looked gimongous.
Oh, my God.
He was 280 pounds.
Yeah, wow.
All muscle.
280 pounds and like 10% body fat probably. He's fucking huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
he'll
God.
Fight anybody. No
who's
name.
Who's gonna fight a gorilla? Like, who's gonna sign up for that?
Fucking Khabib's bear.
Like, who's gonna sign up for that?
I want to see this.
I wouldn't.
No, you'd have to be crazy.
Hell no.
I think there's something wrong, man. Because I think he could have won both those DC fights. I think he.
First one definitely. He had a DC out almost.
Yeah.
And he goes to the ground.
He fucking rocked him.
I mean, that was almost
that
over
was
like
nasty.
In 15 seconds.
I'm gonna say something. I think Ngannou beats everybody. I think right now, he beats everybody, man. Okay, so I'm not crazy. Okay, cool.
If he sticks, this is the thing with Ngannou. If he doesn't get excited and look for that knockout,
just, like,
if it's just, all right,
it,
I'm just...
times it.
Exactly.
He, like,
exactly.
He doesn't go out there swinging. You know, like, I just think, I think he beats everybody.
React to what's happening, not what you think is going to happen.
He was the nicest guy at the comedy show. I was on stage, and I'm like, dude, you're my favorite Uber driver. fucking with him. And then afterwards, he gave me, like, the biggest hug, and he's like, put me in a headlock. He's like, nicest guy ever. Like,
he's a big guy.
Oh, my God. But I never saw a more ripped heavyweight. Normally, you sit next to heavyweights, you're like, okay, they're but this dude...
It was
like
every
muscle. You're just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude was like creating in a lab. You know, like, you know how, like, in those movies where they bring out the guy who's supposed to beat Van Damme at the end? Yeah. And you're like, oh, that looks like the guy and the guy they were. So, also, by the way, we got announced Stefan Struve.
He's coming back.
He's fighting Ben Rothwell.
Yeah. I saw.
It's a weird fight.
And they gave a seven fight contract or a four fight contract?
Four
Struve.
Fight? Really?
Four or a seven fight contract, yeah. To come back.
Dude, there was a time when he was like, he had surgery, and he's like, MMA roasted. He's like, I just got surgery. Please cheer me up. Send me a joke or something. Like, he was in the hospital. It was after the Hunt fight. And I gave
after
him, and I was like, I was like telling him jokes. But then he was like, hey, when I see you, I'm going to punch you in the dick. And I was like, all right, that's kind of a weird.
I don't think you can reach down that low,
like,
dude.
with what? Your toe? Like, like, give me a break. So, also this week, Anthony Pettis versus Nate Diaz.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, see, I got Pettis.
You know what? I'm not even hating on you for that, because I was thinking, man, this is, because he was talking, this is a stand-up match. And I was like, it is a stand-up match. And he was talking about how Nate Diaz has that 1-2. And, you know, I mean,
it's perfect.
Oh my, yeah.
But that's what it is. It's a 1-2. He's not throwing kicks at you.
He's not throwing any kicks.
Like, he doesn't believe in throwing kicks. I used to train with a guy. No, legit. I used to train with a guy that was Crone's boxing coach, and he would go up there and train with the Diaz brothers, and he's like, they don't believe in throwing kicks.
Even after
they think
the
it's useless.
Rafael dos Anjos
like,
fight?
It's
even,
fucking
even after RDA when he couldn't even walk?
Yeah. This is like a year ago. A year ago. He was like, they don't throw kicks. You don't have to throw kicks.
It was a debate on
all you need is boxing and jiu-jitsu.
On the underground, like, who's the better Diaz brother in fighting?
I don't know.
It's definitely started off Nick, but then...
I think Nate might have taken over. I think he might have taken over that mantle. Just, I mean, look at the wins that Nate has, man. Besides Connor,
Yeah,
he finishes.
Cerrone.
Cowboy, Gray Maynard, knocked out Gray Maynard, knocked out.
Yeah, but Nick, Paul Bradley. I mean, Paul Daly.
That's a big one.
And then Takanori Gomi.
Shamrock.
That's old school. Right. Nate has continued into the new school fighters.
BJ Penn.
You know? Did Nick beat BJ?
Yeah, remember he like hit him like.
He destroyed him.
Oh,
yeah, he did.
He was like the first guy
to
like.
He fucked him up.
Like, people were like, we never seen Penn like that. Now we just see him like that. Yeah.
Well, now he's fighting again. He's fighting Nick Lentz.
Nick Lentz is going to kill him.
I don't understand this.
I don't want to watch. I'm like debating not even watching it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch it.
I'm not watching it.
Like, that's like watching a fucking snuff film at this point, watching BJ fight.
Snuff film?
Yeah, like watching people getting murdered on camera.
Now, do you go for mostly white girls or black girls?
I go for women, man. I like women. My preference, if I pick anything, I'm black. So I like black.
Do you like black girls shaved or not shaved?
I like women. So
he's not going to answer that.
Like women, man.
Yeah, he will. I think
women are attractive.
But if a girl's not shaved, it could be not a deal breaker. I'm obviously not going to. But it, like, if it smells down there, that's a deal breaker.
That's different. That's a completely different situation, though. Yeah, that has nothing to do with whether or not they're shaved.
Did you see that girl that fought this week on YouTube?
Veronica?
It was like the first fight on the card. Dude, she's probably one of the hottest women in the UFC right now.
Oh, what's her? Yeah, what's her name? Pollyanna Vian? No.
No, the girl that beat her.
The girl that beat Pollyanna.
With the armbar.
Yes.
Her name is Veronica. That's my homie.
You know her?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Like, you met her?
I posted, she showed me around the she's dope, man. She's dope.
Showed you around where?
She showed me around
her bedroom?
The UFC.
The PI?
Performance center.
Damn.
You went to the PI,
guys.
Bro?
She's dope, man.
Did you guys go on a date afterwards?
No, we didn't go on no date, man.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Why are you smiling? Oh, my God, you're smiling.
Yeah. Smiling means we went on a date.
Because it wasn't a date.
So watch when you smile, people.
It's not categorized as a date.
So you guys, was it the first girl that you slept with?
I went to the UFC event, bro. I went to that was a John Jones. I seen that live.
Yeah.
I had floor seats.
Wow.
Yeah, so I seen that. I seen it knock out what
Ben
asked.
Vagina.
That was a pretty good date, dude.
That's amazing. Good for you.
That's a great date.
Nah,
PI and then the fights afterwards? Fuck
nah.
it.
Wait, where's this girl from?
France, right?
Yeah, she's from
France.
Good.
She's not really from anywhere,
so
man.
You're like exotic to her, right?
I don't know, but we're not. That's just my homie.
So when I worked, you work on those cruise ships, not France, but Eastern European girls, there aren't many black people there. There aren't as many as there are here. And black dudes were just getting every like girl from like Uzbekistan or like anything, any Eastern European girl.
Where?
When I used to work cruise ships, the black dudes were just cleaning house with those Eastern European girls.
Yeah,
they were all about like.
Yeah, I just came from London. That was cool.
London.
I love
a lot of
London.
Black people in London.
Yeah, there's a lot of black people. There ain't no American black people.
Oh, there you go.
It's all Somalis.
There, black people down there sound like in Ghana. So,
but go to like Kosovo or something, or like one of those places, like Serbia.
Yeah, totally. Just go to Kosovo, bro.
Dude,
it's super cool
Serbia,
this time of year.
You'll be knee deep in pussy in Serbia.
And bullets.
Yeah, and bullets. But it'll be worth it, man. Sexual performance issues, way more common than you think, okay? It's not good. 1 out of 4 guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Yes. Today's your lucky day because Hims is a wellness brand for men. You've heard us talking about Hims, and if you haven't yet, get on board and stop struggling with ED. Because why do guys turn to weird solutions or to do nothing? They can instead turn to medicine and science. Getting older sometimes means certain parts of the body might not be working as much as they should. So start revving that engine again with ED treatment from Hims. ForHims.com, it's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Listen, don't get defrauded by online sketchy marketplaces. It's hard made easy. Being your best means performing your best, okay? It's been featured in GQ, Men's Health, Esquire, and Playboy. Listen, the first month is just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last and subject to your doctor approval. Restrictions may apply. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/MMAroastED. That's forhims.com/MMAroasted. forhims.com/MMAroasted.
What's up, people?
While baseball season is in full swing, placing a wager on baseball has never been easier with all the best odds at betonline.ag. This week, I am watching the Braves take on the Miami Marlins. But wait, can you believe the NFL preseason's underway too? Huh? Huh? How cool. Well, to celebrate another season kickoff, betonline.ag and CLNS Media are giving you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join it today and use promo code CLNS50 to receive your welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this football season. No, get into the action with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Please see BetOnline's general rules for additional terms and conditions. Okay, a minimum of $55 is required to qualify for the bonus, and check it out.
Paulo Costa versus Yoel Romero.
When is that?
That's weekend. This week,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Man, get out of here. Are you serious?
Saturday night.
So, oh, man, I
need to pay attention.
That's what I okay, because I was looking for that a couple of days ago, and I was like, I wonder when this fight is, and I think I seen it. And I was like,
call Veronica Teller.
Okay, this guy.
All right, go on.
This man.
So then, okay, yeah, that's this Saturday.
Who you got?
I got Romero. You know, after talking to, I think it was Dean Thomas, told me that that Romero's going to outclass him, that Costa has not fought anybody good yet or that as good as Romero. And
oh, definitely not as good as, maybe as Yoel.
I forgot who I was talking to, but they were saying that, like, somebody recently was telling me that the guys that Costa was losing to Uriah Hall.
Yeah, he was.
And then he started, like, low-blowing him or you know, kicking him in the nuts. Like, he was doing cheap shit to,
was he?
And then he was saying that...
Dang. It looked like he hit him a few times when he did an uppercut. He hit him he did a low blow, but it's like Uriah didn't say... I don't think he said anything.
Then he was saying Uriah Hall took him down a couple times. And he was like, if Uriah Hall is taking the guy down, what's Romero going to do to him?
Right.
So, he's made a lot of good points. Now, granted, he's American top team. You know, Dean Thomas is the coach there, so he's obviously going to be biased.
Uriah Hall, that's my homie, too. So you don't make any jokes? You're making any jokes about me? Oh, see, jokes about me and Uriah Hall? You can make jokes about me and Veronica.
Because he's very sensitive, Uriah Hall.
Yeah.
You already said you bang women, so.
Yeah.
So, we only got what kind of joke here.
So, okay. Yeah, it's pretty much. So,
a slight favorite in that fight. So,
really?
If you're going to make bets, you might.
I just, when's Romero going to get old?
He's only a slight favorite?
The guy's 60 years old, though.
You're not going to lose a lot of money. Because he's not like a massive
fan. What is it with these Cubans that don't age?
Like, I don't know, man.
Right?
That dude is like in the same shape. And he also didn't have kids, though. So.
Wait.
But that guy Puig, you see that fight he got into with the Dodgers?
Really? Wait, I didn't see that.
He took on the whole team. You see that fight?
Puig, dude.
Puig, yeah.
Yeah. Puig's a fucking animal.
He's Cuban, right?
He's Cuban.
He's a Cuban. No one knows how old he is either.
That's what Yoel Romero says. Like, he's like, dude, go to Cuba. Like, you think I'm some kind of a genetic freak? Like, just go to Cuba and look at the people there. They all look like me.
Is that why everyone's trying to defect? Because they're like, fuck it, too much competition. like, I don't want to be around guys that look like that all day
long. I'm going to the U.S. with all those fat asses.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, who do you like in this fight?
Oh, I think Romero, but I mean, I think people are sleeping on this. I think Romero. I mean, I just,
yeah,
I don't know.
I got Yoel too.
And if the only reason, on the only way, I think Yoel would not do as well is if, like, maybe he's got too much money and he didn't train as hard. But if he's still the same guy that fought Whitaker, I just can't see the guy that I think beat Whitaker in the last fight losing to the guy that. Kind of barely. I mean, he finished Uriah Hall, but Uriah was doing some damage.
But like, didn't he have money in Cuba though? Like, don't those Cuban athletes get paid well?
No.
Like when he was representing.
Did you have you heard, have you listened to when he went on Rogan's podcast? So he was talking about the system, like how they come up in wrestling. It's basically like first tier, second tier, third tier wrestlers. If you're in third tier, you get one meal a day. Second tier, you get two. First tier, you get three.
Yeah, dude, we have
and no, it's literally
Americans,
like
Americans have no shot of like, winning
Olympics. No, dude, no. Like, we're sorry, not, we're like, oh come on, your like, feelings got hurt. Go to your safe space.
And kids like, are like, oh, here's a bowl of fucking rice.
They're like, for now on, I'm I'm he, him, she, her. This is what we're focused on. They're focused on getting a meal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but that's what creates those athletes, dude. Like, you want to make it to the top, you want those three meals a day. You're gonna work your ass off for it.
And they all live together. So you get fucked up in practice. I hurt my wrist in practice. Now everybody else knows about it. Because we live together. So everybody's going to be attacking that wrist in practice now. Oh. Because they want that spot.
By the way.
It's like, it's wild, dude.
What happened?
No. You know that American Top Team, you know, they all live in the dorms.
Yeah.
The best fighters. No smoking weed and no bringing girls back to the dorms.
What?
Like, I talked to a couple fighters that got kicked out. One guy got kicked out of the dorm for bringing a girl back.
No way.
No marijuana and no... And then you get in trouble for, like, not putting your plates away or cleaning up the kitchen. Like,
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
But yeah, me too. But it's just, I mean, it's crazy thinking that, like, these are athletes at the top level.
But they're not at the, and that's not the top level.
Well, I think
Colby Covington is living in a fucking dorm.
No, he's not. No, but guys like
Charles Rosa and like the Monkey God. But that's Jarrett Brooks.
I think
and,
that's
Torres.
Like, I think that's like the college. You know what I mean? Like, there's no college for MMA. You know what I mean? So I think that's like the college dorm. You know, college basketball style of MMA, and I think when you get to, like, you know, the big leagues,
yeah,
in the NBA.
Yeah, college basketball, those guys are running trains on girls and football, like, the guys...
They're not
like,
supposed to.
Yeah, but you're telling...
They're not supposed to.
Yeah,
they're
also,
you think that one guy got... He got caught because he...
Yeah, but college basketball, think about how much money they're bringing in for that college.
Whereas dude, American Top
Team... American Top Team's like, all right, we got our best, but you're not allowed to do this.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
also true.
I'm going to bring in $8,000 for the gym. Cool.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
it's not easy. That's
crazy.
Probably what they're getting paid.
Oh, by the way,
you know, so like the gym's getting $500 at the end of the fight.
Speaking of American Top Team, Hector Lombard announced that. Well, he says, do you think I should go into bare knuckle boxing? So he's thinking about it too. I don't know though, because
if he's done with MMA, sure. Why
well,
not?
Well, one of his main strengths was is judo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like his hands are down a lot in his fights. I don't know.
I think
he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine, man, because he's always like crazy during the first round, and then,
that's true.
And then I don't think, you know, there's no pads, so I think he'll finish him.
Hector Whoever. Lombard versus.
I want to see some bare knuckle, some old school Muay Thai, dude.
Really?
Did you watch the Lakeway?
No, did you watch it? No, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
I feel like we didn't get, you know, the full like. You know, idea of who thinks Stipe and DC is gonna win.
Oh, I got DC all the way.
Okay, DC.
100%.
Okay, cool. Why DC?
Because he's the man. Because he's the man. No, DC. I think DC is just he's a step above Stipe. As great as Stipe is, DC is an Olympian. He's
I feel like
you guys are forgetting
I'm not forgetting. I'm not forgetting how good Stipe is.
I think Stipe is amazing. I think Stipe is the Chris Weidman of the heavyweight division.
Look,
you know what I mean, you know Chris Weidman's like really good.
To say that you're forgetting about Stipe when talking about DC, you're forgetting about how good Stipe is. It's the same conversation DC and Jon Jones. It doesn't mean DC is not good. It means Jon Jones is going to beat him.
And I can almost say that was not a lucky punch, but there was an eye poke. If you look in slow motion, he goes like this.
He with his right hand. Yeah.
And it was like it was the.
I don't know if he was trying to. I don't know if he was in, if he was trying to see his range, or he was like, I'm just going to eye poke.
It was very.
It looked like he
it
just.
It was very
his,
cheap. It wasn't yeah. like a. It wasn't even a session. It was a this. It was a blatant eye poke.
Yeah.
Maybe not a blatant means on purpose, but it was like a blatant, unblatant eye poke.
It was like his hand wasn't balled up before, like a fist.
Yeah, it was
like
crazy.
It seemed like it was in, yeah.
And Stipe is such a good guy that he doesn't like complain because he's busy saving cats from trees and people from fires, but that was not. Hello, Colby Covington.
Yes, this is Colby Covington, the one and only, the greatest. What's going on?
Now, are you the greatest of all time?
Without question, I am the greatest welterweight of all time in UFC history. The things I've done in this sport, I mean, who gets a call from the president after walking out of the cage? Who goes to the White House? Oh, yeah, no one's ever went to the White House in the history of this sport. Who gets the first family front row at his fight? Oh, yeah, that's another thing no one's done. And also, who sets the record for most amount of strikes thrown and landed in a fight in UFC history? No one's ever going to break my record of 535 strikes thrown in a fight.
That was insane because everyone kept saying you were going to win because you're wrestling and you're wrestling and you're wrestling and your striking was the big difference.
listen, man, I've been working hard over at American Top Team. I got the best trainers, best training partners, and I'm evolving every day, man. Like I said, man, every day that goes by, I just get better. These guys are just falling behind. They're getting older. They're getting slower. They're getting dumber. I'm just getting better every day, Adam. I'm just getting warmed up right now, and you haven't seen the best Colby Chaos Covington yet.
Now, did you and Trump afterwards, did he ask to, like, send over some of your girls? Because I know he's been with a porn star in his day. Was he like, hey, Colby, you have four? Or no?
Whoa, back up, buddy. Don't be saying he's been with a porn star. That's allegedly, man. You have to actually come with facts, because that's not a fact. That's just some girl, you know, saying something. There's no evidence behind that. That's just some girl trying to attach her name to him so she'd get famous.
Good point. Very good point. You're right. I totally misspoke. Now, those four girls that were with you during your open workout, you came, these girls came, you said, it seemed like you didn't even know them. They just showed up. And then afterwards, you then banged all of them for the workout?
Yo, I needed to get one more championship cardio session in before I got ready to beat up Robbie Lawler and end his career. So, you know, I brought them in from Newark, New Jersey, New York's finest. You know, I know there's a lot of, you know, Northeast hags out there. So I was lucky that I was able to find a couple dimes among the rough and, you know, get that last championship cardio session before I retired Robbie Dolan.
Are you ever worried that some of these girls are going to, like, poke a hole in the condom and then want to have your kids?
Of course. I get worried about that all the time. But, you know, there's a lot more things that we can be worried about tomorrow.
That's true. A lot more things.
Thanks, that's true. Pleasure, thank you. Appreciate it. Much love, brother.
Now, a lot of people were mad about the whole Matt Hughes joke you made, but Matt Hughes wasn't upset about it. He said, you know, Colby, whatever. But before he said you guys were pals, you went to the White House together. I know sometimes when I'm on stage doing comedy, I'll make fun of somebody who's handicapped or whatever, and afterwards they'll thank me. They'll say, hey, listen, nobody makes fun of me, but you did, and that made my day. So weren't you just trying to make Matt Hughes laugh?
No, I was just being honest, you know, and I said, what's the big deal with saying, hey, man, get off the tracks, you know, you shouldn't get in my way. If you get in the way of me, you know, the train's coming through and you're going to get ran over, just like Matt Hughes. And the thing I find funny about it is that everybody tried to get on me and say it was the worst thing in the world, this and that, except for the guy that it was directed at, you know, Matt Hughes. He didn't even care about it. You know, he hit up my agent, understood it, you know, it's just, It's so funny how hypocritical people are. They want to watch this bloodlust sport, get locked in a cage in our underwear and try and kill each other. But then you say some mean words on a microphone and all of a sudden you're saying hate speech and you're the worst person in the world and this and that. It's just, these people are so fickle and so two-faced. It's just sad, man, because they don't get what it is. They don't get the art and promotion of building fights and selling fights. And at the end of the day, yeah, I'm saying mean words, but guess what? I'm going to get locked in the cage in my underwear in a steel cage and fight about it. So if anybody's got a problem with it, they can come see me.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Because a lot of times, like, I'll make a joke and everyone's offended on behalf of the person who wasn't offended. And it's just like, let that person get offended. You don't have to be offended on behalf of that person. So I totally hear you. Now, you fight. Now, it seemed like when you went to Madison Square Garden, you put down the Knicks. So the Knicks sucked. This person sucks, but yet you want to fight at MSG.
Well, let's be honest, bro. The Knicks haven't won anything, and they have completely tarnished the history and reputation of Madison Square Garden. That's known for being the most iconic arena in the world. Hulkamania started there. Not only Hulkamania, I mean, all the greats have fought there, played there, you know, done business there, this and that. So, no, it's sad what the Knicks have done for it. There's only one man that can go back to Madison Square Garden and truly make it great again, and it's yours truly, Colby Chaos Covington.
Now, it seems like you got booed, but you didn't care. Like, you actually came out to Kurt Angle with the "you suck." Do you care that you get booed? Do you want to be cheered? Does it matter to you?
Adam, why would I care about cheers or boos? They're all the same. They're all one and the same. Hate you or love you. They're still tuning in. They still care about you. They're still emotionally invested. I don't want to be like Marty Fake Newsman. No one cares about that guy. That guy's an afterthought. No one's cheering. You know, he couldn't even get 1,000 people in the Palms, you know, in the Palms Hotel to fight when he fought Ralphie Dos Nachos. I put 20,000 fans on their feet
when I fought Ralphie Dos Nachos in the United Center of Chicago. So I could care less whether people hate me or love me. They will respect me, Adam, and I will get done what I'm doing. And that's become the greatest of all time and keep winning world championships.
Well, I don't know who's going to beat you. I mean, your cardio is insane. Your striking is getting awesome. Your wrestling is thing. I mean, what's the secret? I mean, I heard someone said that you run 5 miles a day. You run 10 miles a day. How do you get cardio like Colby Covington?
I mean, let me tell you the main secret, besides, you know, obviously the most top one, is that I have porn star cardio and that I built a lot of my cardio in the bedroom. You know, that's a lot of my cardio training is done in the bedroom, put 5-10 rounds in the bedroom with my different tricks. But the number two ingredient that people don't know about, my secret key and my extra edge that I get, is from my good friend Cameron Haynes. This guy, the dedication, the discipline he has, the hard work he puts in life, this guy runs like 20 miles a day, like on the regular. Like usually actually likes to run like 150-mile races where he runs for 3 days straight. He's an animal. He's so freaking famous and such a badass that Under Armour gave him a shoe because, you know, he's just that much of a badass. And he's a bow hunter. He's one of Joe Rogan's friends. So the guy's just a legend. And running with that guy and talking with that guy and learning his mindset that I get to, you know, pull back the curtains and see, you know, who he truly is. I mean, he's one of a kind. There's no one like him. And to be able to talk with him and learn from him, there's no one that can stop me in that cardio aspect.
Well, it's truly impressive. Now, you and Misha Tate recently got into it. You did her radio show. But you had called her out because she was, I guess, talking smack about you, and she wasn't really, I think, ready for. She said she's a fan of yours, but what happened with you and Misha?
She's a fan of mine. Oh, the fake fan. These people are so fake, Adam. What happened with me and Misha? She's been talking shit for months. But let's talk about why she's talking shit. She's a shill for one FC, for that Atari guy or whatever the fuck his name is, for the bum FC. So she's paid to go out there and talk shit about Western martial arts and talk shit about the UFC and the fighters to make it look like they're better than everybody else. So I called her out, man. I said truth. There's nothing I said that was a lie. I said all facts, Adam. I just said, Misha, hey, man, you want to talk shit? Say I'm controversial. That's how I'm selling fights. They talk shit, this and that. But you live in a glass motherfucking house. How did you make your career, Misha? Oh, yeah, controversy, talking shit to Ronda Rousey. The only reason you're somewhat famous is because Ronda Rousey kicked your ass and blessed you with an ass beating. If it wasn't for that, no one would know who she is. And besides that, when no one did know who she was after Ronda Rousey spanked that ass, she had to leak a bunch of nudes on the internet. And that's facts, Adam. So let's get one thing straight. Don't let the facts hurt your feelings.
Wow. I mean, that's definitely, I mean, everything he's saying, I mean, those facts did happen. She also is a great fighter. And, you know, I think she's a cool person. She's a good ambassador for the sport. But you know what? Fuck it. If someone's talking shit about you and then wants to interview you, call them out. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
And
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And the best part about it, bro, is that all the journalists, so-called journalists that are coming out saying it's hate speech and this and that. Hey, she asked me to come on her show. I just went on there to defend myself. She was always talking shit in my lead-ups to my fight, but she didn't want to say it to my face. So I was on her show, and now she can say what she wants to say to my face. But I'm here to defend myself, Adam. If these people want to talk shit behind my back, don't expect I to come back and hit you with facts, hit you with truth, and I'm going to defend myself, you know, because I don't appreciate people talking bad, trying to bury my name. So it's just funny that, you know what's the funniest, is all these fat little internet virgins that are so-called journalists. They're on their little media websites. Oh, we're not going to give Colby a platform anymore for his hate speech. As they're writing out an article about me doing supposedly hate speech to Misha, it's so funny. All these fucking idiots that want to use my name and try to bury my name for hate speech while they're using an article to get the clicks, to get the views, to make money in their bank accounts off of my name. So it just shows how hypocritical and two-faced all the MMA media is.
Well, listen, a lot of people have your back. You know, you're obviously, you know, a lot of people like what you're doing. Obviously, some people don't, but that means you're doing something right or that you are creating some noise. Now, with Usman, you know, it's funny. He's like I think that you and, like, Woodley or you and Askren, you guys, like, maybe didn't like each other, but at the same time, there was sort of this, like, entertainment factor. Where it comes to Kamaru Usman, you really don't like this guy. This guy tried to attack you while you were online at a buffet.
Yep, that's true. And you know what's funny about that story, Adam? If you look the day before, 8 hours before, he's got his manager, Ali Abdelaziz, pushing him around in a wheelchair to the press conference. This is 8 hours before, Adam. 8 hours later, he's jumping and hurling a four-foot barrier in the Palms Buffet line to get in front of my face. Oh, let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. I said, dude, I'm a professional. We're going to hand over the kids. Let's do it next month. Let's do it the month after. Let's go right now, bitch. You're so tough in these buffet lines. But he won't fight me in an octagon, but he'll act all tough and attach my name to his name because that's the only time he gets relevant is when he attaches my name to his name. And now he won't fight in the octagon, but he wants to act like he's so tough. Where's that energy, Marty? Oh, you, I thought we lived 20 miles apart, Marty.
Well, you guys have been wanting
the immigrants, Marty. Where you at now, bitch?
You guys have been wanting to fight. You guys wanted to fight for a long time. Remember when he won the Ultimate Fighter? You guys, this is a fight a long time coming. This is not two guys that are ranked number one and two that want to fight each other. One and one, actually. You guys have been talking a lot of shit. Now, were you impressed at all by his performance over Tyron Woodley?
Not impressed at all. That was a Tyron Woodley that was a show of his former self. That was a Tyron Woodley that's over the hill, that's cashed out, a guy that's in Hollywood. He's a little soy boy now. He doesn't even train, man. He's doing his little TMZ bullshit talking about the Kardashians. He's doing his little analyst roles. He's doing his rap albums writing about me, truly, chaos. He's not a fighter anymore. He's past his time, dude. It's just the guy is not a top 20 fighter anymore. So to take any credit into a fight where it's a guy that's not top 20 in the world, like, you know, he's a bum. So I'm going to expose him soon, I guarantee you.
Woodley is not a bum. Woodley is one of the top guys in the world. Come on. I mean, he had a bad night.
He's a bum.
People have bad nights.
Hey, he was. He was, Adam. He was.
It was one bad night. One bad night. Come on. He couldn't get going.
Okay, one bad night. Where's he at? Why'd he pull out of the Robbie Lawler fight with a sore thumb? He pulled out of the Robbie Lawler fight with a sore thumb, Adam. I had to save the day and leave fucking Robbie Lawler in a pool of his own blood because Tyron Woodley was scared of Robbie Lawler and he didn't want to fight him again.
Now, were you impressed at all with Mike Perry's performance last week?
Who?
Mike Perry?
Michelle Perry?
No, Mike Perry.
I mean, I never watch bums, Adam. That's one thing. I don't watch bottom feeders, you know, the guys that should be fighting in Indian casinos. I just don't watch those guys. It's just there's no skill level or any type of entertainment value for me to watch and learn something. It'll make me worse if I fucking watch a bum like that.
I mean, no, he's a good fighter. He got his nose broken, but he kept fighting and refused to tap. He showed a lot of heart. It was a pretty badass fight. I gotta say, it was good. I thought it was a good fight. Now this weekend, who do you like, Stipe or DC?
Oh, I gotta go with my boy DC, the Natty Goat, the greatest of all time, man. My boy DC is gonna go out there and tear it up and show the world again why he is the Natty Goat.
Nate Diaz or Pettis?
Dude, I don't even know, man. Nate Diaz, that guy is a mental midget. I mean, he's hooked on weed, but he needs to get hooked on phonics. I mean, the guy, dude, if you heard his interviews leading up to the fight, man, I feel sorry for the guy, man. There's nothing left. There's no brain cells left up there, man. So I really hope that he finds something better to do with his life instead of coming back for these paychecks because he obviously has CTE.
Justin Gaethje, Cowboy Cerrone, which is fighting in 2 weeks.
I could care less, man.
All right. Now after you beat Usman, okay, let's say you beat Usman, are you going to call out McGregor? Are you going to call out Khabib? Are you going to go up to 185? What are the plans?
The great thing about the King of Chaos, Colby Chaos Covington, is that you just never know what he's going to do. He's unpredictable. That's the definition of chaos. He's unpredictable. You don't know what I'm going to do next. You don't know where I'll be, who I'm calling out, what I'm doing. But I guarantee your jaws will drop, and I will continue to entertain everybody. So you just got to stay tuned, and we'll see what happens next, my brother.
Now, John Jones tweeted out during your fight that Robbie Lawler let the world down.
John tweeting about letting the world down, the same guy that hit a pregnant lady and fled to the hills with his drug, the same guy that acts like he's a good Christian father, but he's wrecking a Bentley with hookers in the back of his car while he's drunk and intoxicated. The same guy that does cocaine and does steroids. Oh, Robbie Lawler went the world round. Good joke, John Jones. That's fucking hilarious. If you try to set up a comedy, you might get up there and be as good as Adam. But I
oh, thank you very much. It. Thank you. Now you
put jokes like that out there all the time. Now, you definitely have a career in comedy.
Now you used to beat John in practice, right? When you guys wrestled together, Colby.
Dude, I used to dump him on his head, Adam. I promise you that on everything I love. Double leg him, drop him on his head. He's a bum, dude. He has no work ethic, no cardio. If it wasn't for science and steroids, the guy would be nothing.
Well, this is it. This is Colby Covington, the man. Now, by the way, we got Preacher Lawson, finalist on America's Got Talent. He's a fan of yours. Preacher, how's it going? Anything you want to say to Colby Covington?
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing, bro. You're doing dope.
I appreciate that. Much love,
super,
brother.
Super entertaining.
Super entertaining.
Yeah,
and then,
man, you make UFC better.
And then Tyler, a Marine, also my co-wrestling coach. Anything you want to say to Colby Chaos?
Colby, what's up, Colby?
What's up, my man?
What do you think about Henry Cejudo calling out Valentina?
Oh, my, dude, that's embarrassing, man. What are you doing calling out a girl, dude? Come on, man. Like, Jesus, I honestly don't have anything to say about that. That's so pathetic. And
hey, she said she's down, though.
There's
she
just no
like,
words.
She said if that's what he wants to do, let's go. Let's bring it. I'm not afraid to fight anybody. She said on Ariel's show yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. And then Ween Dog, anything you want to say to the greatest of all time, Colby Covington?
What's up, Colby? It's me, Ween Dog.
You're getting ready to fight
Kamaru Usman. And now Usman is known as probably the most boring fighter in the UFC. He's known for putting the fans to sleep. So is there anything you're going to do in this fight to make sure the fans don't pass out?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. This will not be the Maurice Hick Newsman show. Everybody knows this is going to be Colby Damian. This is going to be the Colby Chaos show. So I promise, I give a pledge to the fans, to the people, as the people's champion, that I will make it entertaining. I will leave him in a pool of his own blood. He will be carted away from that octagon in a stretcher, and we won't have to hear any more fake lies from his fake newsman bitch ass anymore.
Well, thank you, Colby. I will see you at the show tonight. You are the man.
See you tonight, brother. Have a good night.
Thanks. All right. That was Colby Covington.
Nice. Make headlines.
Yes. Man, always at a loss for words. Colby.
Colby doesn't have anything to say, man.
Oh, my God.
This man said, Preacher, biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
Yeah, I never said I was.
You said you were a fan of him.
I think I'm a fan of, I love Colby as like a
entertainer.
He's like the supervillain. Like, I don't want him to be, I love him in the UFC.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the fights, I've wanted him to lose it. All the fights I wanted him to lose, but he keeps winning and he's like an entertaining. He's like Chael Sonnen. Like, I love Chael Sonnen.
Chael would lose. This dude, like,
I know, but not when Chael was
losing,
often,
though.
Yeah, like, Chael, and then the fights that Chael was like, yeah, Chael pretty much won a lot of fights, and he was beating Silva. So Silva was my favorite fighter.
Yeah.
So I was upset about that. So that's how I feel about, like.
No, I love Chael, but he was never the UFC champion. Colby's the champion. I mean, who are Chael's biggest wins?
True.
And Chael's a good friend of mine, and I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's.
Oh yeah, for
I think,
sure.
I think he's an all-time great. But who his biggest win? Let's say is. I mean, he lost.
He beat Michael Bisping. Michael Bisping was middleweight champion.
But that was before Bisping was champion.
It doesn't matter. Bisping was still the same.
No, that's not true. That's like saying the guy who beat Anderson Silva. In his first one of his six wins, beat Anderson Silva. You can't. I mean, there were guys.
What are you
that,
talking about? We're talking about the same Bisping, like Bisping.
Yeah, I know, but Bisping won the championship 4 years later.
He did, man. But we're talking.
I get what you're saying. He didn't do anything different.
Yeah, Bisping.
So it's Stefan
new, and when he fought Chael.
So is Stefan Struve an all-time great because he beat Stipe?
That's a horrible comparison. You comparing Stefan Struve.
What would say to, because you beat him, who then became champion?
Well, first off, Stefan was never a champion. He was never.
No, Stipe
level.
Was.
But I'm saying you can't compare Stefan to Bisping. That's disrespectful. Bisping knocked out Rockhold, who was incredible.
No, I'm not comparing him to. No, you're right. I'm just saying it seems like Colby is a champion, or at least an interim champion.
You're saying he's better than Chael.
It's a tough one.
Colby's more put together than Chael.
I would say he's better than Chael.
I say he beat better guys than Chael beat. Is what I'm trying
okay.
to say.
Okay, I would say. But listen, come on, because you guys are forgetting Chael. I mean, with Anderson Silva, you know what I mean?
Damian Maia. They both fought Damian Maia. And Colby beat Damian Maia. Rafael Dos Anjos, Colby beat, and now he beat Robbie Lawler. Those three guys. Those are Colby's biggest three wins. Chael Sonnen biggest wins were Bisping, Brian Stann, and
oh, that was heartbreaking.
Who are we? Who I mean?
First
shout
off,
out to Brian
he beat,
Stann.
He dude. Beat he beat Bisping, who was a former middleweight champion. He beat. He was destroying the greatest fighter
that
of
was,
all
that was his
time.
Best fight. That was
he
his
was
best
it.
Fight.
So, I mean, he lost it, but he got a. He was destroying him.
Yeah.
He was right
no,
there
Chael,
in the
look,
beating. I mean, so
he's
you can't.
One of my
what,
all-time
what is
favorites.
Kobe? If Kobe, he hasn't fought anyone that was in Anderson Silva's level.
It would be the same if
Chael Sonnen
let's say
Fedor. He fought like John Jones.
Of
like,
course, of course, but he lost to all those guys.
He did. Okay, now name somebody that was on the caliber of. I mean, Robert
Anderson Silva, you're not going to because Anderson Silva is considered the greatest of all time.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So give Kobe some time. I think Kobe is his stand-up game has gotten so much better. I was watching it and I was like, yeah, I was super impressed. And I was like,
he likes it too.
Yeah, which is so
he
cool. And because I'm being, because I wanted like I love Usman, but he
comparable.
Just
they're both very comparable. It would be like as if. Colby was beating GSP for 4.5 rounds and
right.
got
exactly.
caught. Exactly. So I understand.
Exactly.
I understand.
And if
what you're
Kobe
saying.
Did that and he lost, I
right,
would be
so
like,
Chael
he's better than Chael.
All right. So he
exactly.
Okay. So he beat Shogun Hua.
Come on now.
Chael beat Shogun.
Okay. Another former champion.
He beat Paulo Filho. He beat Bisping. He beat Nate Marquardt. He beat Vanderlei. And he beat Rampage.
Come on, man. Come on.
Now
give Kobe some time.
In their prime, so
yeah, man, Chael's that dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kobe still
Shogun
has at least 5 years.
But I think Kobe's getting better, so I think he'll be fine. But, I mean,
they're both
he's
very competitive. They're both amazing fighters.
I think. Are we talking? Yeah. So
they're both. I mean, they're both top of the top.
So who you got? Who's been a Kobe?
Kobe.
You think Kobe for sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a great fight.
I think Kobe has him on the hands. On
really,
the
man.
I think Kobe
really?
Can also get
really.
Usman doesn't really like to stand and bang, dude.
He
and Kobe's down.
I think he doesn't like to stand and bang as much as Kobe. But I mean, I think he has good hands.
Yeah, he has. Really
and he
good
has
hands.
Really, and he's like the John
he
Jones of that. And he
bad
and
bad
he throws
hands.
Kicks. Robbie's in the
it's a lot of
kicks.
It also is will Kobe get in Usman's
he's like,
head?
He's more smooth. And I
will
just
he
feel
get
like
in his head because
I just feel like he's gonna pressure him. I did not believe what he did to Tyron, and I was really sad because I wanted Tyron to knock out Usman. I love you, Usman. I'm just saying that's what I wanted to happen at the time. So,
but Usman is.
I didn't see that.
Usman's a very sensitive guy. Takes that things very personal, and don't forget, there's going to be like what a month of
shit
press,
talk, yeah.
Of
yeah,
Kobe
we just, could see the same the Conor Jose Aldo again.
No, know? We can't.
Not this. It's
no,
not,
we're not.
I'm not saying the same thing, but the way he got into his head and just made him like.
I feel like the Usman's game. He's gonna do the same thing. He's gonna come forward, and he's gonna just try to get a hold of you. And as soon as he gets a hold of you, he's gonna try to take you to the ground.
But somewhere along the line, Tyron fell in love with his power.
Yeah,
and stopped using
his
wrestling.
He kept backing up to the gate and like, what are you doing, man?
Watch all the rest of his fights.
I know,
he
man.
Backs up into the fence and he waits.
But if you do watch his other fights, when he comes forward, he does work. When he was going against Wonderboy and he was coming work, that's when he dropped him.
But you wouldn't know he was a. 4-time All-American, by the way, he's been fighting as of late.
No.
Because his power is so good. It's like these guys, they're blessed with this power, but in some ways it's a curse.
Dude, honestly, I think it's an unpopular opinion, and most guys wouldn't admit it, but it's a lot easier to stand and pick your shots than it just to grind that wrestling grind. You know?
Of course
like,
it is.
Yeah, so like, why the fuck not? If you know you can get it done on the feet, why are you going to put yourself through the torture of going for a takedown for 3 minutes
also,
and then finally
yeah.
getting it?
Well, Tyron also carries so much muscle. And then also I think Rogan got into his head a little bit because he kept saying he looks tired. And the only way he kept trying to like not gas himself out. And he is doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't think, according to Colby, he's washed up. He's not washed up. I mean,
no way.
No way.
That's
think,
crazy talk.
I mean,
I get why he's saying it, but that's crazy.
He doesn't even
he's not
that.
He's not top 20. Like, he's top 5 still.
Yeah.
You know, easy.
Of course. Easy. I mean,
top 5. I think he's higher than that. I mean, who's
three.
So who's better?
I
yeah,
mean,
it's like top
Kobe,
3.
Kobe, Usman, and him.
Yeah.
Those are the three.
Yeah.
Well, but then you know?
You got Masvidal.
I'm still not sold on Masvidal.
He's pretty good, man.
And whoever wins this, Pettis steamrolls Nate Diaz.
I really want to see Pettis Masvidal.
Then you can put him in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can put him in there. I mean, the top 10 of any division is killers.
Any division.
I know.
Well, maybe not. Time
heavyweight?
Not like
heavyweight? 125?
Yeah, heavyweight's pretty lit. I mean, you got Curtis Blades. You got Ngannou. You got Stipe DC. I mean, DC's going to be gone. You got, what's that guy, that Russian guy? There's some Russian guy, and he's...
Olenek?
Harris.
There's some Walt Harris. I mean, that heavyweight division is stacked.
But he's saying 10.
They dropped Justin Willis.
You just named five guys.
They dropped Justin Willis?
Yeah, but you just named five guys, though.
Well, no. There's another heavyweight fight.
But then you get like Arlovsky and people that like you're like.
And Overeem's still dope, man. Overeem's good, man.
Why are you saying it? Who said he wasn't
good?
You said name 10. That's like,
yeah,
I mean,
but
the heavyweight division.
But it's not
fine.
Like 170. These guys are all.
Well,
like
170. I mean, that's
prime.
Most people are born at that size. So you're gonna have. That's always gonna be most stacked.
Plus, yeah. 50, plus most heavyweights
55s went, and
55
and 70
is always
going to
be.
And most heavyweights went into the NFL, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
and most heavyweights went into the NFL.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this.
Exactly. Like, it's way more money.
What's your opinion on Greg Hardy?
Well, I think he's good.
Like, do you care that he fights? Or you?
I mean, listen, man, I'm not invested in that. So, I mean, I still listen to Michael Jackson.
Listen to R. Kelly.
But honestly though, I don't know. Didn't he go to jail?
No.
He didn't go to jail?
I think he settled out of court and then the charges were dropped.
Okay, well, like he gave her money or something like that? Okay, well,
whatever
then that's
happened,
his time. I mean,
he's
feel
paid
like.
His debt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
His
exactly.
Debt.
I feel like that what he did was wrong. But then I think you once you go to jail or you pay through whatever that happens, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You don't have to like him. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I like.
And the thing, like the other guys in that camp that I follow, they all sing his praises. They're like, he's the best. I mean, you know, they're not his wife, but they all say how nice of a guy he is and how good of a teammate he is and how hard.
I don't think
works.
It was his wife. I think it was a girlfriend,
lady, whatever, girlfriend,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
It is. It was 5 years ago. He did his time or paid his money, whatever it was that they decided.
I think it was that I think people are upset that the NFL cut him and that the UFC was like,
"We'll take you." Yeah.
I think that's like, because you know,
he's good. I think he's gonna do work, man. I think when
he's good, man.
Yeah,
people forget like he's a fucking NFL athlete. That's a different human being.
It's a different
that's
like,
not the same human being as most of the guys that are fighting.
Yeah.
Not to say that they're not amazing athletes because they are. And especially now that they're getting actual strength and conditioning programs, they're starting to use the pool, they're doing all sorts of different like gymnastics and shit.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing that caliber of athlete come up in the UFC or in MMA in general. But
yeah, these next 10
NFL
years.
NFL players are still like, what are you going to think? A baseball player is going to beat up a guy in the NFL? No. Basketball player? No. Like the NFL.
No, college wrestler,
top
though,
of
will.
The line. College wrestler would, but that's because they know how to fucking wrestle.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about...
But in terms of athletic ability, like, Greg Hardy is at the top of athletic ability.
All right, so in the news, according to DC, Stipe Miocic acted like a little bit like a brat. I guess that's just shit talking now we're doing. I guess maybe... No, he didn't.
Well, like whining for... Like,
he deserved
saying
that
he was
fight.
Whining about getting his shot? No, he fucking deserved it. I don't think so at all.
Hey, man, he did deserve it.
Yeah,
he did deserve it. And maybe he whined a little bit.
Maybe
a little bit, man.
Yeah, but the greatest heavyweight of all time, arguably, the only guy that had defended the belt three times.
I know he's the only one that does that, but I don't feel like he's the greatest. I don't feel like he's the greatest heavyweight. I don't think
he's
a top. I don't think
DC is.
Yeah, I think DC. I don't even think DC is.
You mean of all time?
Yeah.
Fedor.
I got Fedor, or I got...
Who do you think wins in their prime, Fedor or DC?
Depends, because DC was 11 years old back then.
I know, that argument, I always hate that. Who would win, Kobe or
I mean,
Jordan?
Like,
it's a different game.
I mean, like,
evolved
DC or one-dimensional DC? You know, it's like...
It's I think like, DC, yeah. DC wins, but I mean...
I think DC wins.
Yeah.
So Estela Nunez failed her anti-doping test out versus Angela Hill.
Who?
Estela Nunez, I guess that was her thing. Another guy failed the anti-doping test, John Allen. He just won. Invicta has another one of these tournaments. They have good tournaments. So
they
like
do.
Same night tournaments.
Invicta has great fights.
Deanna Bennett's in it. That's the only one I know right now.
Milana
Dudavia. She's in it. So that's good. Nate Diaz says, fuck me, then fuck you. He says he wants to be the guy on the Wheaties box. That's like going back old school.
Yeah, dude. I remember when Pettis was on the Wheaties box.
MMA needs more call-outs like Caitlin Chookagan. She did a dance-off. She danced at home, and then that's how she called out.
She called out Valentina?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Valentina said it. She said, if I had my choice, this is what she said on Ariel. She said, if I had my choice of who I want to fight next, it's Caitlin Chookagan and then Henry Cejudo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right.
By the way,
honestly,
I want to talk about something. By the way,
I'm down.
I gotta talk to you. So I've been doing Muay Thai for like about almost a year now, and when we go live sparring at the end, it's like very like, I can do 20% Muay Thai so much easier than 20% wrestling or jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like when we go light rolling, it's never a light roll.
Because you can go 100% in rolling. You can go 100% in wrestling. So it's gonna turn into that. You start turning it up in kickboxing, and you feel it right away. You're like, oh, shit.
Like, you just punch someone in the head.
He's hitting me fucking hard. Oh, yeah. Shit, I kicked him hard. And so you, like, you tend to, like, and it hurts. So you're like, okay, I'm good going 20%.
But I feel like I have more ego in wrestling and pride. Like, I wrestle for so long that if I don't want to lose in jiu-jitsu. Whereas Muay Thai, it's very new.
You don't care,
so
yeah.
I'm only doing this for a year. I don't give a fuck. Is that part of it, too?
Probably.
What was your question?
No, I just want to start training again. And so
start
I'm
training
looking,
again.
Just
looking you're looking soft, man. No, I'm kidding. You're not looking soft at all. You look better.
Yeah.
You're probably the most ripped comedian ever. I can't. No.
He's one of the most ripped people I know.
Him and Joe Piscopo are like the two. So yeah, now you have a girlfriend now, or
no? I don't have a girlfriend, man. Well, I mean, I'm talking. I mean, I don't have anybody.
You must get so much ass on the road.
It's you know.
But is it America's Got? Is it AGT like single mom ass?
Listen, people that come to my show are just married couples.
Right.
Married couples.
So they ask you to bang the wife in front of them?
They ask for that all the time.
Really?
Man, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have there been?
No, people have asked that.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
And then what do you
say? They haven't.
There's got to be a handful.
I mean, what do I say, man? No. That's weird, bro.
What if the girl's really hot?
No, man. I don't want anybody else's stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want...
Also... devil's three ways, always a bad idea. Dude.
Listen, yeah. When I'm intimate, it's me and my lady.
By the way, Jesse Jess was at my party over the weekend. My
she sure was.
And she was asking for you, Ween Dog.
Dude, I was at my grandma's funeral. If I knew that she was going to be here, I would have escaped the fucking
You shouldn't have killed your grandma.
I know. Dude.
So, no, I'm sorry. I hope she's okay. I mean, she's not okay. I hope she's somewhere happy.
Does she live down here now?
No, well, she's, I don't know.
She said she's moving to LA.
Yeah.
So
Jesse Jess?
She's like this beautiful
the Australian fighter. All tatted up.
Like,
got a little face tattoo.
Pretty face. Face tattoos. Great ass.
Tease.
And like,
fucking hot.
She teases a lot of fighters and Ween Dog. Yeah. Ween Dog showed up to her gym in Vegas and she wouldn't answer the door.
Sounds annoying.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, why would you? Yeah, like, why would you?
No, she's not.
Oh my
but,
gosh. Wow.
Like how the Australians use it.
She's a fucking cunt.
So,
yeah, that was like Ireland. Right? That was
Irish. My bad.
Like, that was, yeah.
Now, according to Kevin Lee, Irish people have they have a degenerate gene, which makes them whiter. According to him,
Irish people,
yeah,
that's why they're so like
yeah,
a lack
so
of pale. Melanin or something.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
just no, it doesn't
it's,
produce.
It's like two recessive genes.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe
he was like
two recessive me.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Kevin Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, so Nate Diaz says Pettis is keeping him away from all the lame fighters. That's what Nate Diaz says. He goes, all these shitty fighters. He doesn't want to fight. That's cool. I was like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, knocking out this and that. Good fighters. So, yeah, that's what Nate Diaz. I can't wait to see Diaz again, man. He's going to come out to...
I know.
Like,
it's been like 2 years.
And he comes out to like Tupac, which is awesome. So...
I always love watching Nate fight. I was at the first Conor fight. I was a little sad. I also had money on Conor. So.
Paige VanZant wants out of her UFC contract, wants to prove her worth. Have you seen her Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, my. Give her whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Have you seen Paige VanZant's Instagram?
No, I'm okay, man.
Oh, my.
I'm not interested in that.
Really?
Does she just not want to fight anymore, or does she not want to fight for the UFC?
I think she wants more money.
Did you see Austin Vanderbilt, her husband? He joined the neck
tattoo game.
Vanderford.
Yeah, yeah. He has an eye. Yeah.
Giant neck.
I saw that he could see how big of a tool he is. he actually retweeted that. He's a good dude.
He's a good guy.
So, all right. So what do you got coming up?
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram at TheWingDog, and the new podcast, the new episode of the Creepy Town Podcast will be dropping tonight. And follow the Creepy Town Podcast on Instagram.
Yes. On Instagram? Creepy Town Podcast?
Yes.
Perfect. Doing it right now.
Weird pictures on there.
Oh, and Jessica Eye's got a fight, by the way.
Who's she fighting?
Vivian Araujo.
Araujo.
Have you heard of her?
I have not heard
She's
of her.
She's 8-1.
She must be Brazilian, though.
8-1, and the fight is going to be up-and-coming Brazilian. Yeah, you were right about that. Wow, look at you.
Araujo, man. That's a Brazilian
In
name.
Las Vegas, December 14th. That's a big event. They're not going to be in New Year's anymore. It's going to be like moving it up.
Really?
Yeah, because the ESPN.
Yeah.
So what do you got coming up, Preacher?
I got a show in, I don't know, man. I don't know what I got. It's just like some...
some shit.
Some place in Mississippi. Some casino. And then the following week, I'll be in Sonoma County doing the calls there. And then I'll be in Cincinnati. Cincinnati Brew, and then I'll be at Central Michigan University.
I've done that, the Brouhaha?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, I did that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like outside.
Oh, is it?
It's kind of fun.
Like a festival?
Yeah, but it's like 9 hours
like
of
a
comedy,
fair?
And I had to go last.
9 hours?
Yeah, it was
wow.
just like,
damn,
it just kept
dude.
Going and going and
that
going.
That sounds like amateur fights.
Yeah. I will be at opening for Russell Peters this Friday night in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Bow
Ribbage. Really? That's where I'll be.
The Bow Ribbage Theater. BAU, Bow Ribbage.
He's like, I thought I was opening for Russell Peters.
August 17th at the MGM in Maryland with Russell again. December 21st, 24th at the Looney Bin in Little Rock. Tommy T's, Rancho Cordova, August 30th and 31st. And then Edmonton at the Comic Strip, September 4th to the 8th. And the House of Comedy, September 18th to the 22nd. So,
where are you going this weekend?
I'm
going
to be in Bow Ridge.
Oh,
Mississippi.
I thought you said.
And Saturday.
I thought you said Biloxi. Okay.
You know, Biloxi, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
In Biloxi.
Friday.
Me too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's hang.
Yeah, I'll see you.
You and Russell.
No, I'm doing a casino, though, I think. I'm doing the IP Casino Resort Spa.
If we're both in Biloxi, Mississippi, we can hang out afterwards.
Okay, I'm down, man. Yeah. Hit me up. Oh, man, the fight's that weekend, too. So.
Saturday, yeah.
It's Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram, SmithRoBJJ, SmithRoBJJ.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Colby. Take care. Trap, sons, and trap, don't sons, 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 trap,